Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Hey, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis. My Havi Allah. Today's daf's being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fega Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Chaya Sara bas Yenta, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf's also being learned Ilu Nishmas, Reb Schar Yeshim ben Reb Yitzchak Hakoyen, and Leilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So, at the end of yesterday's daf, the daf portion, we began a new sugya, which began with a diuk that the Gemara made in the seifa of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the sugya of the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Pruvu. And the Mishnah said that if somebody's married 10 years, had no children, Einoi Rashoi Levatel, he has no right to continue to be Mevatel the mitzvah of Puruvu. What does that mean? Rashi says he has two choices. O Yigarshen. Either he should divorce his wife and marry another wife. O Yisa Acheres Ima. Or he doesn't have to divorce his wife. Rather, he can just marry another wife. Of course, Pre-Cherim the Rabbeinu Gersh. Mishnah continued and said, Girsho, in the event that he chose to divorce his wife, muteres linose la'achar, this woman is allowed to marry somebody else. Not just that, v'rashoi hasheni lishois imo yurchanim. And now this second man that she married is going to have the same halacha as the first man did. Meaning, he can live with her for 10 years. If they lived together for 10 years, and again, she had no children, so the halacha would be einoi rashoi levatel, and as a result, he would have to do what the first person in the Mishnah said. But the point is, the Mishnah saying, what it obviously believes to be is a chiddush, that even though this woman was married for 10 years and she never had any children, solkadai techamina, maybe she should not be able to marry somebody else. And then, once she marries somebody else, maybe if she's married 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, at some point it's already a reyeso that maybe she won't be able to have children. No, the halach is, again, we give this couple 10 years in the event that 10 years pass and they couldn't have any children. So the halach is, as it relates to the second person, any rashoi levatel. And the Gemara made a diuk. The diuk of the Gemara was, it sounds like that once this second man was married to this woman for 10 years and they had no children, at that point there can't be a third man. Meaning she would not be able to marry a third person who was not yet mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. Of course she can marry a third person. But to marry someone that wasn't yet mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu, that much not. And the reason would be, says the Gemara, because this woman is becheskas that she cannot be the mother of any children. Says the Gemara, a chazok is established when something happens twice. We know it's a major machloikis. A machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe holds chazok is established when something happens twice. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds a chazok is established when something happens three times. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, must be Masnisa Mani, who's the Tan of our Mishnah, Rebbe. It's the great Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But then the Gemara said that even though it's true that Rebbe holds Chazaka is established when something happens twice, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who by the way was Rebbe's father, holds that a chazaka is established when something happens three times, there was another version of this machloikis. There was a version where the names and the shitas were reversed, where it was Reb Shimon ben Gamliel who held that a chazaka is established when something happens twice, and Rebbe held a chazaka is established when something happens three times. And the Gemara said, "Hai minayu achronaisa." Which one of these braises was the later braisa, based on the premise that whichever is the later one, that's going to be the more authentic one? The Gemara had a little bit of a discussion, and today's daf picks up in the middle of this sugi, in the middle of this discussion. So the Gemara says, "My havi Allah." What's the bottom line? Meaning, not what's the bottom line, do we paskin chazaka b'shtayim, chazaka b'shalosh? But what's the bottom line? Did Rebbe hold chazaka b'shtayim, Reb Shimon Gamliel hold b'shalosh? Or did Reb Shimon Gamliel hold b'shtayim and Rebbe held b'shalosh? So the Gemara says, ki as Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef, when Reb Yitzchak bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so we always talk about this, there were so many Amirah that had gone from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to learn, specifically by the great Rabbi Yochanan, and they came back and they said things that they had observed by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the Gadol Hadar, and as a result, what his opinion was very much mattered. And very often, the Chachmei Bavel And the ones that were being masader, the Shas, were basing things on Mesoira that Talmidim had heard from Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said the following, Amar Uvda Havda Kemeda Rabbi Yochanan. There was a story that took place by Rabbi Yochanan. Beknishto Demoin. It happened in the Beis HaKnesses in Ma'oin, b'yom HaKippurim Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, and it was on the Yom Kippur Shechaliyas B'Shabbos. What had happened? U'mala Rishayna U'mes. There was a woman that had given birth to a son. They did Bris Milah, and the child died. Shniya, she gave birth to a second son. Again, they did a Bris Milah, U'mes, and the child, Rachmana Litzlan, died. Shlish is Balafanim. Now, this third child, the mother came to Rabbi Yochanan, and asked Rabbi Yochanan, should I do a Bris Milah, my child? Should I not do a Bris Milah? Amalah. He told him, "Lechi umayli, go do the bris milah." So it was Yom Kippur Shchalias B'Shabbes. That was the eighth day. That was the milah b'zmani. And Rabbi Yochanan paskin that you should do the milah b'zmani. So Abaya, when he heard what Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef said, he commented and he said, "Chazid kasharis isur v'sakanta." I can't believe Rabbi Yochanan would have said that, because Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even though two children already died, still it's okay to do a bris milah on the third child? As if to say, the halach is that a chazak is established not when something happens twice, only when something happens three times. Abaye said, that's a very big chiddush. And not just that, when Rabbi Yochanan said that in Yom Kippur Shechaliyas B'Shabbos you could do a bris milah on this third child, he was being matter two things. He was being matter isser, and he was being matter sakana. So there's a fester Rashi that says that what was the isser that Rabbi Yochanan was being matter? So Rashi says that in the event that it was aser to do bris milah on this child, machmas desakana, it would come out that if you did the bris milah on Shabbos, it would be like a milah shaloi bezmanu, which is not toich Shabbos. So said Abaya, that being that I'm not so sure, I'm suspicious whether or not that is in fact the case, that it's mutter to do the bris milah on the third child. So if you want to do it on a Tuesday memela, but you're doing it on a Shabbos, on a Yom Kippurim Shechaliyas B'Shabbos, Chalila, how could you do that? Because then, in the event that we're wrong, not only are you putting the child's life in danger, but you're also being Mechal Shabbos, you're being Mechal Yom Kippur. So he said, number one, Chazit Kashar Sisur. Incidentally, we have a related raid bite from 7.5 years ago on that Rashi. V'sakanto, and not just that, you're being matasakana, because there's a situation where you're putting this child's life at risk. And by the way, isura v'sakanta, which is more chamer? So you would think isura. Of course not. Sakana is more chamer. The Gemara says, chamira sakanta me isura. There's a lot of kulois that poiskim will issue in sugyas of isur v'heter. People have a koyach d'atera, but when it comes to sakana, you're not supposed to have a koyach d'atera. You're supposed to be machmir in the Indian of sakana, based on Gemara, based on Rishonim, based on early poiskim. So Abaye said, chazida kasharis yisur v'sakanta, stating that. Even though Abaye really didn't like what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, again, that Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, ostensibly, that chazak is established when something happens three times, not when it happens two times. So even though there was this mother who had lost two sons after Bris Milah, but at the same time, he allowed the third Bris Milah to happen Bismane, Abba Samach Allah Abaye. But Abaye himself, La'atzmai, was soymech on this psak. He was soymech, he took on that chazak is established when something happens three times, and he was mekel. What did he do? Va'azal Nospa L'Chayma. He married Chayma. So Chayma was the name of Abaya's wife, Chayma de Visud Abaya. Now, the Gemara tells us the rest of the story. Who was Chayma? She was Barta de Isi Breder of Yitzchak, Breder of Yehuda. She was the daughter of Isi Breder of Yitzchak, so that's who Abaya Shver was, who happened to have been the son of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the Nosva, now this woman, Chayma, had been married before. In fact, she was married twice before. She was married to Rechava the Pumpadisa, the Shachiv, and Rechava the Pumpadisa died while he was married to Chayma. The Shachiv, Rabbi Yitzchak, Berei the Rabbi Bar Barchano, then she married Rabbi Yitzchak, Berei the Rabbi Bar Barchano, the Shachiv. He also died while he was married to Chayma. In other words, Chayma had buried two husbands. The Nosfa, who Abaye went, that he married Chayma, the Shachiv, and he also died. So the Gemara says that even though Abaye reacted when he heard the psak of Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Chazid kasharis isur v'sakanta, he himself relied on the kul of Rabbi Yochanan, that a chazak is not established until something happens three times. If something only happens twice, that in and of itself is not an indication. He did it too in a matzav of sakana. What was the sakana? marrying a woman that's a questionable katlanus, we'll see more about katlanus in a moment, and says the Gemara that even though he really didn't seem to like the psak, but when it came to himself, he did it. Amar Rava. So Rava commented, and he said, he says, I don't know anyone that ever did something like what Abaya did. I mean, here Abaya didn't like what he heard, and Abaya put himself into a matzav, Rashi says, of sakonis nefashis. For Yehuda, Amar Rava said, Abin the Samcha Yitzchak. Yeah, Abin the Samcha. He said, not just that, Rava. Rava said, I know that Abaya used to say that Rab Abin, who would say over halachis in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, was a bar samcha, you could trust him. Abba Yitzchak Sumka, referring to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, where the Gemara began, this Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Abaya held, was a lav bar samcha. He was not a bar samcha. And the reason was Abba Yeshna bechazar, Abin used to chazar, so he was a bar samcha. Yitzchak Sumka ain't a bechazar, he didn't chazar Rabbi Yochanan's halachis. So Rava said, I can't believe that Abaya would have done this. You see, Abaya didn't like the halacha, not just that, Abaya didn't even hold of the person that was saying over the Maisa. The Bara Maisa was Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. He was the one who came back saying over his Torah in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And it just so happens that I know for a fact, this is Rava, who knew a lot about Abaya. He said, I know Abaya didn't even hold him as a Bar Samcha. And besides, Rava said, I have another problem. Because he was telling through Rabbi Yochanan's psak to his own situation. Rabbi Yochanan's psak was Nogeya, a mother who had lost two sons to Bris Mila. Abaya was applying it to a similar case, marrying a woman who had lost two husbands. Said Rava, maybe there's a difference. Ulai, Eimer the Pliki, Linyam Milo. Maybe when did Reb Shimon ben Gamliel say that a chazak is not established until something happens three times? That's with regards to Milo. Abba ben Nesuin, mi Pliki. Who said he even argued regarding Nesuin? Maybe here he would have even agreed to Rebbe. So the bottom line is, Rava says, I just can't imagine what Abaya did. I've never heard of such a thing. Zloshin. Umi ikka da ovid uvda benafshe ki hai. Why? Number one, Abaya didn't like it. He reacted when he heard it. He said that Rabbi Yochanan was mati, it's in Sakana. Number two, the person who's saying over the memra, the person who's telling over this story that happened to Rabbi Yochanan, is someone that I know for a fact that Abaya held is not a bar samcha. And besides, he's making already a tzushtel. There's even a shtikl Torah component. There's a little bit of a pilpul, because he's telling too, meisu achim machmas milo, to the sugi of katlonis. And maybe the sugi is not the same thing. But the Gemara says that as it relates to the last ara, the Gemara is not going to be miyash of Abaya, but as it relates to the very, very last Ha'ara, that maybe there's a chilek, maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel only said his halacha regarding Brismili, he never said it by Nesuin. The Gemara says that's not true. In meaning, it is true that Rav Shimon Gamliel said his halacha even regarding Nesuin. Vatanya Tzim Furush Abraisa. The price is, this is the Rishon Umeis. If a woman was married to a man and he died, Lusheni Umeis, then she married somebody else and he died. Lushlishi Leiti Nasi Divi Rebbe. Rebbe says she shouldn't marry a third person. Why? Because she's Becheskas Katlan and she's Becheskas that her husband's died. A chazak is established when something happens twice. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Lushlishi Tinas, eh? No, she could marry a third person, a fourth person. So the Gemara says here it's mefurish that the machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't only said regarding Milo, it was said regarding Nesuin as well. So this is the second brisa that we have that clearly mentions the machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. The first one was at the beginning of the sugya that we saw yesterday regarding Milo, and the second one is with regards to Nesuin. Zok to Gemara. And these next few lines are again very, very important lines. Classic lines, Dvarim Ma'im Den Beruma Yishaloylam. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Egabi Mila, Bishlam as it relates to Mila, I understand the Chazaka. Meaning, a Chazaka has to make sense. There has to be a methodology. The concept of a Chazaka is you establish a pattern. Once a pattern is established, so now there's reason to assume that maybe it's going to be this way moving forward. We know the famous Chakira is a Chazaka, a simin, is it a siba? This is Ray that you're learning yeshiva in the sugyas of Sharshanagach and in the beginning of Perek Cheskes Abatim. But regardless, there is a mitzias called chazaka. So the Gemara says like this, I understand the conceptual concept of chazaka. I understand the application to Bris Mila. Why? What is the Bris Mila? Ikka mishpacha de rafi dam of ikka mishpacha de kamet dam. The children that are dying machmas mila, it's probably because there's something with the dam. Specifically, the dam seems to not be clotting properly, meaning it's not healing, and as a result, that's why these children are dying. Elin Nesuin, my timer. But what's the svar of the chazaka by Nesuin? What, a woman was married twice and her husband's died, so therefore what? She's becheskas What is she doing? Her husband's happened to have died. So what's the svara? I understand the svara by Mila Zok to Gemara. Abavas the svara da. I'm only remarkably Ravashi. So Ramarkai told Ravashi. Hachi Amar Avimi Mea Grunya. I'll tell you what, Avimi Mea Grunya Semish made Rav Huna. It all traces itself back to Rav Huna. Mayan Goyim. We're afraid that maybe there's something Bishas Tashmish that's happening to the husbands that's causing the men to die. Ravashi Amar Ravashi said Mazel Goyim. It's not the Mayan, it's more in the world of Mazalis. It could be she doesn't have a Mazel for her husband to be alive. Now, it's not very often in Shas where the Gemara uses mazel in a halachic context. Sugis and then the Masach, the Shabbos, ish mazel Yisrael, ish mazel Yisrael, but to use mazel in a sugya, that's something you don't see every day. Big discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly mazel goyim is. We're going to leave today's daf as a balchoyf. They have to come back to this. And Metz Hashem, hopefully in the coming days, we'll return to the sugya of mazel goyim. But for now, Rav Ashi said, it's not a mayan, it's not a physical, it's not a biological, scientific thing. It's more of a mazel de gezach. My benai, what's the nafkimina? So the Gemara says two pashut the nafkiminas. Number one, ik benai with the irisum. What happens if all there was erisin? There was never nesun. If it's mayan goyim, if it's the tashmish, there was no tashmish. All there was erisin. If it's mazel goyim, so it could be the mazel affected erisin as well. What happens if it's clear that the person died because of an accident? He fell off a tree. So if it's Mayan Goyim, this clearly is nothing to do with Mayan Goyim. So then it wouldn't go towards establishing a Chazaka. If, however, it's Mazel Goyim, so it doesn't matter how he died, either way, you're going to have the Chazaka. So the Gemara says, just like there's a Sfar of Chazaka as it relates to Mesu Machmas Mila, so too there is a Sfar of Chazaka as it relates to Katlan. So Rav Yosef Rei Rava the Rava. So Rav Yosef Rei the Rava told Rava, a lot of names in today's daf. So again, Rabbi Yosef Breid the Rava told Rava, "Boy, my name is Rabbi Yosef." He said, "I ask Rabbi Yosef, the famous Rabbi Yosef, halacha kirebi, is the halacha like Rabbi? Family in, yes. Then I asked him, halacha kireb Shimon Gamliel, is the halacha like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Family in, and he said, yeah. And he told Rava, achuchi achichbi. I think he's making latzanas of me. He's making chayzik of me. Now I'm not sure why Rabbi Yosef Breid the Rava asked him the question. It sounds like he was setting himself up for a different answer, right? Is the halacha like Rabbi? He said, yes. So why ask him if the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Elamai, you had a shaylus. If you had a shaylus, he's not making the tzanus of you, right? The shaylus is always chatzi tshuva. You see already something in the shaylus. But either way, this is what he told Rabbi Yosef. He told Rava. He said, Tata, I think Rabbi Yosef, who was Rava's rabbi, I think he's making a shtickle tzanus. I'm a late law. It's not true. Stummy. Because the truth is, there are conflicting stamishnayas. Upashin lach. And he was being pashin. Meaning, sometimes the halach is like Rabbi, and sometimes the halach is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What does it depend on? Nesuin umalkis. As it relates to Nesuin umalkis, there we pass on like Rabbi. Vestos. Vishara muid. Kir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara explains. Nesuin. What's Nesuin? That's what we just said. When it comes to marital related issues, so there we paskin like Rebbe that a chazak is established when it happened twice. Now, where's the Stam Mishnah that when it comes to Nesuin, once something happens twice, it's already a chazak under the Mishnah? Because that was the way the sugi began. The Gemara began with a diak that if a woman was married to a second man for 10 years and had no children, it's mashma, she can't get married again. Oh, it's a Stam Mishnah like Rebbe, right? That was the beginning of the daf. So Nesuin, you see, our Mishnah, Malkis, what does Malkis mean? And where's the Stam Mishnah like Rebbe the Tanan? We learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is a Masechet Sanhedrin. Mishalach Vishano, if someone got Malkus, and then he got Malkus a second time. So Bezdin doesn't give Malkus a third time. Then already they ratchet it up. Bezdin, Koinz and Oysa Lekipa, they bring him into a room, Machil and Oysa Sa'irim, and they feed him only barley, Achete Kresa and Nefkas, until his stomach ends up exploding, and it doesn't end well. Vestos. But the point is, what do you see from the Mishnah? You see if it happens twice. Mishalach Vishano. Why? Because he's Becheskas. I thought a Chazaka is three times. Oh, it's not Mishnah like Rabbi. Vestos and Sharamud, we said, is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Vestos, the Tanan, Mishnah Masechtas Nida, Eino Isha Koivas Lo Vest, Achnetik Ve'eno Sholosh Pa'amim. A woman doesn't establish a vest kavur unless she sees Dam under the same circumstances three times. Ve'imitaheres Minaders, in the event that she already has a vest kavur, in order for it to be Oiker the vest, so that moving forward the vest shouldn't exist anymore, it wouldn't happen Achnetik Oker Mimeno Sholosh Pa'amim. Again, three times. So you see, Vestus is established with three, not with two. It's based on Chazaka, clearly, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So it's a Stamish like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And finally, Vashar Amuid, Tanan, in Ashar Nasa Muid. Ashar doesn't go from being Ashar Tam to Ashar Muid. He doesn't go from only having to pay Chatzi Nezek to have to pay Nezek Sholim, Achi Yo'idu Bai, until they warned him, Shloisha Pa'amim, three times. Not two times, three times. Why? Because Chazaka happens. When something happens three times, isn't there Rebbe that holds Chazaka is when it happens twice? The Teretz is, yeah, it's Machloik is Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and this is a Stam Mishnah, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, Rava told his son, Rav Yosef, he says, Rav Yosef was not making Latzanis from you. He was actually giving you the right answer. He was being machadid you maybe a little bit, but he wasn't making Latzanis. Yes, if the halacha is like Rebbe, he said, yeah. Yes, if the halacha is like Shimon Gamliel, he said, yeah. Because the truth is, sometimes the halacha is like Rebbe, sometimes the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. When it comes to Nesuin and Malkis, the halacha is like Rebbe. When it comes to Vestas and Shon Amur, the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And the truth is, halacha l'maisa, this is the way it is. Sometimes the halacha is like Rebbe, and sometimes the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So this is one of the most important machloikis in Shas, and it doesn't have such a definitive resolution. This is the way the Gemara leaves off. We're about to start a new sugya, and the Gemara leaves us hanging. Sometimes, yeah, the halacha is like Rebbe. Sometimes the halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Again, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to return to this. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Tanu Rabbanan. Nisnes Lerish. If a woman was married, she didn't have any children. L'sheni. Then she got married to a second man. Again, 10 years, right? That's the important piece. And again, there were no children. She should not get married to a third man. Unless he's someone that already has children. Like we said so many times, of course she's allowed to get married. It's just that she should not get married to a man that needs to be mekayim the mitzvah of peruvu. Niseis lamisha ein loy banim. In the event that she did get married a third time. So again, she was married to Reuven for 10 years, there were no children. And she married Shimon, 10 years, there were no children. Now she's marrying Levi. She wasn't supposed to marry Levi. Assuming Levi has no banim, this marriage was not kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. But it happened anyways. So what's the halacha? Teitze. Levi should give her a get, but like ksuba. And at this point, she doesn't get a ksuba. Meaning, in contrast to what we saw yesterday, in contrast to what we discussed yesterday, that the halacha is that if a man is married for 10 years and has no children, the halacha is which means yoitzi, that's one of the options, the yiten ksuba, but he does have to give a ksuba. If, however, this is already pam shlishi, this is the third time she's getting married, at that point it's going to be teitze b'loy ksuba. And there's a long toisvus here, toisvus dibra maschel, teitze b'loy ksuba, where toisvus mutches a little bit, why here the halach is b'loy ksuba. Toisvus has different suggestions, and then toisvus says, lokach nir l'ri, that toisvus holds that the reason is, because we're discussing with this third man, Levi did not know that she had been married twice for periods of 10 years and had not had any children. Therefore, it's a mekach tois, and because it's a mekach tois, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. If it's a mekach tois, why teitze beget? So ayin sham. But that's what Tosfos says. The Reith learned that that must be Pshan of the Gemara. So again, the first two is Teitze Biksuba. But when it comes to the third one, being that there's an element of Mekach Tois already, so here the Allah is going to be Beloik Suba. So the Gemara declares the Geshmak Hashaylo. What happens if Nisus Lishlishi? So again, this woman was not supposed to marry Levi. She married Levi. They ended up being married for 10 years. And again, she didn't have any children, which is what we were suspicious of. So the question is, Mau de litfu'ua hanach kamoi. Could the first two husbands, Reuven and Shimon, come over to this woman and say, I want my ksuba back? You know, when we divorced you at that time, we didn't know what the situation was. And because of that, we gave you the ksuba. But now it's pretty clear what the situation was. And that is, you're not a bas banim. No, if you're not a bas banim, return the money. I want the ksuba back. What's the shayla? Me, Matzu Amrila, could they tell her, Igloi Milsa da'atu de garmis? It's a Igloi Milsa, I'm afraid that you were the reason that we never had children. If that's the case, I want the ksuba back. Or can she tell them, hashtu de kachshi? No, just because this happened now, that's not necessarily an indication of what was there previously. No, previously, maybe you're the reason we didn't have any children. Now, and a chanami. Moving forward, you're right. But in terms of what had happened in the past, it's not muchach. So the Gemara says, what's the answer? Mistabra motzes amrlu hashtu the kachshi. It's mistabra that she could say, hashtu the kachshi. This ibaya feels a little bit like the chakira we just referenced earlier. Is chazaka simin or is chazaka siba? In kamikoyme. Ibaya luhu, another shailo. Nisnis l'revi. What happens if this woman was married three times? Again, she was married to Reuven, to Shimon and to Levi. She didn't have any children with Reuven, no children with Shimon, no children with Levi. Then she married Yehuda, and amazingly, she had children. So now she is on the take. She now goes back to Levi and she tells Levi, says, Levi, you know, when you gave me a get, you didn't give me a ksuba. And the reason you gave me a ksuba was you were saying, my kachtois. Right? You didn't want to give me my ksuba. But it's pretty clear now that I was able to have children. It just so happens, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, my first three husbands weren't able to. So the shaila is, Mao de titfe lishlishi, could she get her ksuba now from Levi? So the Gemara says, whether she can or can't is irrelevant. But one thing for sure, if somebody is advising her, they're going to tell her, "Mina lashti kusach yafa midiburech." Do a cost-benefit analysis. What do you stand to gain by getting your ksuba? You're going to get a few shekels, a few zuz, and what do you stand to lose? I'm telling you, you're better off by letting this whole thing go. Why? Because he could tell her, listen, if you want my ksuba, I'll tell you the truth, then that means that really I should have never given you the get, because the whole premise of the get was the mekach tois. Well, it turns out the get was the mekach tois, because it turns out really you weren't able to have children. So he's going to tell her, no, daiti d'hochi lo girashtich, I never would have given you a get, which means you were never really divorced. And if you were never really divorced, you have a family now. This child that you have, that you're coming to me now, which is your siba, why you should be able to collect your ksuba, is a mamzer. So at the end of the day, before she comes with this taina, we should whisper into her here, shtikusech yofa midiburech, you might be better off. So the Gemara says, mask of the Rapapa. Rapapa said, I understand. What, this is a toim venitin? This is like a shaklevita. It's not chayshem mishpat. You're telling me that if she comes and she says something in court, they're going to tell the child is a mamzer. Well, is the child a mamzer? Or is it not a mamzer? If it's a mamzer, then you do with what she says in court. And if it's not a mamzer, then let her come and tie it. What do you mean, don't say anything, keep it a secret? If the child is a mamzer, the child is a mamzer. We have to know. She said, ishasko, and I'm ishaskina. We're telling her to be quiet. To say she can be quiet, but we can't be quiet. Nimtzaket batul menem mamzerim. If there's a chashash mamzer, there's a chashash mamzer. Geshmaki gemara. Samar says elo amrino. You're right. That can't be what the taina was. But rather, what we say is hashtu the bria. So we tell her that no, you can't come now and collect your ksuba, because we can assume that even though you were becheskas, that you couldn't have children, but sometimes a chazaka can change. Right? Just because there's a chazaka doesn't mean it has to be that way. Right, that gets lost sometimes. Just because it's a chazaka doesn't mean bevadas. Chazaka is a svara that we rely on in halacha. Just because a shara mu'ed is a shara mu'ed doesn't mean that any time he has an opportunity, he's going to pounce. It just means you have to be more careful, and there's a good chance and a likelihood that something's going to happen. And if something happens, you can't come later saying, I had no idea. No, you should have known. It happened already a few times. And as a result, there's a chazaka that was established. You can have a vest kavua, which is established based on a chazaka, and then you have a vest, like the Gemara just said, that's oikir the vest kavua. So, of course, there's no hechrich that it's going to happen. So we tell her that, no, the chazaka was a proper chazaka, and at the time, we treated you as a woman that couldn't have children, and he was right for claiming mekach tois, and therefore the marriage was not a marriage, and or the gerishin is whatever it is, and you're not entitled to ksuba, the child's not a mom, so you have nothing to worry about, but at the same time, you're not getting a ksuba. More toyin venitin type questions as it relates to our sugya. Who amar mina vehi amar mine? What happens if there's a couple that's married? He says that I know for a fact that the reason I can't have children is because of her. Vehi amar, and she says I know for a fact that it's because of him. Amar Ravami. Ravami said dvarim shebeinoy lebeinah. When it comes to these types of issues, nemenes. She's the one that's believed. The time am I? What's the reason? Because he kaim lo bezoyer kechetz. She could say with certainty that he's not zoyer kechetz, and as a result, he doesn't have the ability to have children. Aba hu loy kimla beyoyer kechetz. He's not going to be so kimla. Meaning she's going to know more whether he's Yerik Echetz or not Yerik Echetz. It sounds like this was the specific issue that they were discussing. And in this specific instance, she's the one that's going to believe. Amar Iyu, Ezel Insif Itza, V'ivdik Nafshay. What happens if a man's married 10 years, they didn't have any children? So, what's the halacha? The halacha is that either he gives a get, or if he wants, he can marry another woman. So what happens if he says, I want to go marry another woman? So from everything that we just said up until now, you would think, of course, that's something he could do, right? Pre-chem der Rabbeinu Gershom. If a person wanted to marry another wife, so what's the problem? It's certainly something that he'd be able to do. Rabbi Ami said it's not true. It wasn't so poshut. In fact, if a person says, I want to take another wife, even in this situation where he was married for 10 years and had no children, and she protests, af bezu yoytzi v'yitin ksub. The halacha is, you'd have to give her a get, if that's what she wants, the yit and ksuba, and you have to give her the ksuba. Why? Sha'ani yoimer, because I hold. If someone takes a second wife without his first wife's consent, yoitzi the yit and ksuba. He has to give her a get. So the point is that this man can't just go ahead and say, oh, I'm going to take another wife. It's not always an option. Which is the reason, by the way, we could have spoken this out earlier. The Mishnah said, Nasi isha v'sha ima eser shana v'la yolda, ini rashay levatel. So what do? You have two choices, Rashi said. Either give her a get or marry another wife. What do you mean? Either give her a get or marry another wife. Just marry another wife. Why are we even entertaining the tzad of Yigarshena? The reason we're talking about Yigarshena is, the reason this is a clearly defined option is because it's not always an option to take another wife. Because if she's not maskim, then it's not really going to be a choice. So if she's maskim, then it's Yisacheris. And if she's not maskim, then it's going to be Yigershen and afterwards Yisacheris. Right? He's anyways going to have to be Yisacheris. So why are we getting involved in Yigershen? Just say Yisacheris. So ordinarily, it's Yigershen of Yisacheris. But Pribchem Derabin Gershem, it's not true. So it sounds like a semantic. But it's not a semantic. Because really, if she's not maskim for him to take another wife, so he has to give her get. And that's why the Mishnah, that's why we're laying it out as two possibilities. If she's okay, then Yisacheris. And if she's not okay, then Yigershen of Yitin Ksuba. But the bottom line is, he can't simply say, Ezel the Insef, Itzef Ivnik Nafshoi. Let me wait and see what happens with this other wife. Right, what did he mean, the Ivnik Nafshoi? Let me see if I can have children with this other wife, and that will determine whether I have to give you the Ksuba. If I could have children with the other wives, obviously I don't know Yuxu, but that's why he wants to do this. But Rav Ami said that this whole idea is dead on arrival, because the bottom line is that if this is not something that she's okay with, then he anyways wouldn't be able to take another wife against her will. Rav Ami, Rav said, Noisa Adam Kamenashim Alishtoi, a person's allowed to marry as many wives as he wants, but who the Islam is Ninu. That's only if he's able to support them. So if he's not able to support them, he can't. And this Gemara that we just learned are two prominent limitations to marrying multiple wives, even in the pre-chaim Rabbeinu Gershom world. So it wasn't a hefkevelt. There was a cheshmet. Number one, his wife had to be maskin. If not, yoytzev eating suba. And number two, vude isnle lemizayninu. He had to be able to afford to marry, to be able to stay married to those wives. If he wasn't able to afford it, then it was something he was not allowed to do. We mentioned the other day the Sefer Yalkut HaMeiri from Rab Avraham Meir Israel. So I saw in his Hagoyis on this Gemara, so he says that L'chura, this Gemara maybe is a little bit of a raya, that a person's allowed to get married even if he doesn't have the money to support a wife. Why? Because the Gemara said that Noise Adam Kama Noshem Al Ishtoi for the Islam Mizaininu. That if a person is going to marry more than one wife, he has to have the means to be able to support his wife. What do you mean? If you're going to tell me you can never get married if you don't have the means to support his wife, so why is this a chiddush in the pre-chaim Rabbeinu Gershom world? Why is this a gemara that's tucked away here in the end of Perek HaBal Yevimtoi? This should be Hilchas Ishus 101. This should be in Siman Aleph of Evan HaEzer. We should say the halacha that a person is not allowed to get married unless he's Islay the Mizaininu. He said, Vaistois, a person has a chiv to get married. And the fact that he doesn't have the means to support his wife can't get in the way of him being Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu. And it's true, he has a chiv She'er and a chiv Ksus, which a moment is to get chiyuvim and a chanami, and he's going to have to figure it out. He's going to have to give his chanetza. But at the same time, to say he's not a Baal Parnosa, Chvesa, she doesn't have the means right now, so he's not going to get married. He said, it's Meduyak in the Gemara, that's a tonight. And being nice a kamenoshim, but in getting married, not. And then he says that the reason he's saying this is because he saw echad michach miador who said not that way, and he holds that this gemara is a ara as it relates to that interesting topic. Zokti gemara, who amar apalt? If a man says to his wife, he says, you miscarried begoyasa during the 10-year period. Why is he saying this? Because the Mishnah said that in the event that the woman miscarries, so then we start tacking the 10 years from the time of the miscarriage. It's not true. It never happened. She never miscarried. So again, he said yes, she said no. Rav Ami said, she's believed. In because in the event that it happened, because she would not want to say that she didn't miscarry, she's more incentivized to say that she did miscarry. Because if she didn't miscarry, it means she can't conceive a child, which means she's basically saying she's an akara, and a woman wouldn't want to do that because it would lessen her chances of being able to get married in the future. What happens if he pila v'chazer v'pila v'chazer v'pila? Let's say a woman miscarries how many times? He pila v'chazer v'pila v'chazer v'pila three times, right? That's important. So she becomes b'cheskas that she's mapel, and now there's a concept of cheskas nefel. What does it mean that she's b'cheskas that she has nefalim? So it's no different than if they were married for 10 years with halachas yoytzev eating soup. If the man has a mitzvah puruvu, so he's going to have no choice, either marry someone else or give her a get and marry somebody else. So if she's b'cheskas that she miscarries a child, the halach is going to be the same thing. Who amar apila trei? What happens if he says that she miscarried twice? V'hi amar tlas, and she says it happened three times. So he's saying twice, meaning he wants to stay married. She's saying it happened already three times. Based on what she's saying, she's going to now require a get. Amar Rab Yitzchak ben Elazar, Rab Yitzchak ben Elazar said, "Uv da havde be midrasha." This story happened. For Amra, He mehemna va'amru, and they said in Beis Medrash that she's believed. Why didn't Isa delay aflo? Because if it's not true, nafsha benifli lay machzik, a woman's not going to turn herself into a woman that's becheskas that she's mapple her children. Just like she doesn't want to be considered an akara, she doesn't want to be considered a woman that's not able to carry a child through childbirth. And as a result, if she's seeing it, there's an umdana that she must be telling the truth. Me inyan le inyan, very much ba'oseya inyan. Zok de mishnah ish mitzvah al piri verivya. A man has a mitzvah of piri verivya. Avaloyo ish. Not the woman. So piri verivya is a mitzvah that only men have, not women. Rabbi Yechim Abreik, he said, Al Shnei Moimer, no, because it's regarding both the man and the woman that the pasuk says, Vayivarech oisam Elohim, Vayoymer lohem Elohim pruvu. It was Vayivarech oisam Elohim, Vayoymer lohem Elohim pruvu. It's pretty clear in the psukim that Hashem is talking to them. Them is Adam and Chava. So you see that not only does a man have the mitzvah, but the woman has the mitzvah as well. So it's machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan breaking the chachamim, whether a man has a mitzvah puravu, or whether a woman has a mitzvah puravu, or a woman does not have a mitzvah puravu. So throughout Shas, Noshem HaPata from the mitzvah puravu. But not everybody held that Noshem HaPata from the mitzvah puravu. There is one shita, the shita Rabbi Yochanan and Breuker, that holds that women are chayiv in the mitzvah puravu. Zok de Gemar Benani Mili. What's the makar to the chachamim that hold that women are pata puravu? And the setup to the question is obvious. We know women are pata from many mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are set. She's mangaroma, but this is a mitzvah. Say she ain't as mangaroma. So if there's nothing to do, it's man. So why would women be potter? Zok to Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yilam Yishum Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. I'm a crow because it says in the pasuk, "Vayivorech oisam alakim v'yemer lamalakim pruervu umilu esa aretz v'kivshuha." The purpose of having a family is v'kivshuha. It's to conquer the land. Said the Gemara, "Ish darkoy lechabish." It's the derech of a man to be koivesh, to conquer, not the derech of a woman. That Indian of the kivshua seems to be related very closely to puravu, and that's why women don't have the mitzvah. But the Gemara says, Adarabu, you're coming to me from the word the kivshua to bring a makar that women are potter from the mitzvah puravu? I would say just the opposite. The kivshua tarti mashma. It's a lashon rabbim. So if anything, that word sounds like it's talking to Adam and Chava, and that should be a makar that women do have a mitzvah puravu. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's true, the kivshua Kivshua is read that way. However, the Kivshua Ksiv. However, the Ksiv, there's no Yud. It's Vich, could have been Vikavshua, which would have been a Lashon Yachid. So the concept of the Kivshua is something that relates to men, even though the Kri would seem to be Zachar and Akeva, but the Ksiv is not. Maybe this has to do with Yeshem Lemikri, Yeshem Lemesiris. The Rishayim talk about this. But be the way, says the Gemara, what's the Makar? The first Makar that the Gemara gives, that Noshim, a potter from the mitzvah of Puravu, it's learned that from the word Vikivshu. Rabbi Yosef says, Meyacha. It's learned that from a different pasuk. Vayoymer loy Elohim, ani keil shakai, perei urevei. Now this pasuk is in Parshas Vayishlach. Hashem is talking to Yaakov Avinu, and he gives him a mitzvah of prey urevei. So said Rabbi Yosef, Hashem told Yaakov prey urevei lashon yachid. V'loy kamei, didn't say Puravu. So he say meres, that it must be only the yachid has the mitzvah, not the rabbim. It's the man's mitzvah, it's not the woman's mitzvah. Rabbi Lo, Mishum, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon. So we just mentioned something that Rabbi Lo said in the name of Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon. What did he say? That the makar to the Shitas HaChacham, that Nashim HaPatah for the mitzvah of Puravu is from the word Vikivshua. So the Gemara is going to bring a few other things completely unrelated that Rabbi Lo said in the name of Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon. He said, Kshem Shemitzvah, Allah, don't lay me davar Nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah for a person to say something that's Nishma, something that people are going to listen to, right? If someone is in a position to give Musar, Teichacha, and the Oilam's going to listen, he has a mitzvah to say. Kach mitzvah aladim shaloi loy ma'adav she'enei nishma. But he has an equal mitzvah not to say and not to get up in darshan if he knows people are not going to listen. Right? Mutaviyu shoygin in valyir mezidin. In that spirit. Rab Abba said, it's a choifa. It's not only a mitzvah. Mitzvah sounds like it's a good thing to say when they're going to listen. It's a good thing not to say when they're not going to listen. It's a choifa. Shenemar, al toichach leitz pen yisnaecha. Don't give musa to the leitz because he might hate you. Hoichach lechacham v'yehovecha. You should give musa to the chacham because he's going to love you. So you see there's a concept of not just mitzvah, not mitzvah. It's hoichach or al toichach. So you see it's really an inyan of choifa. A person's allowed to distort the truth for the sake of shalom. Shenemar, the pasuk says, avicha tziva koi soimru liyosef. Ona sona pesha achecha. So the context over there is that they told Yosef, this is after Yaakov Avinu had already passed away, that you should know that before your father Yaakov left this world, they told Yaakov, instructed us to tell you to forgive the brothers for Mechiras Yosef. That never happened. But they made it up, and the reason they did it was because of the obvious Shalom implications that would come from Yosef issuing this Mechila. So Mipnei HaShalom, they were Mishana Demis. Rab Nosson said, Mitzvah, that it's not just mutter, right? Mutter loy lo adam l'shanes bedvar shalom. It's not just mutter, but it's actually mitzvah. How do you know that? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Shmuel eich eilech v'sham mashal v'hargeini v'goymer." The concept of the context over there is that Hashem sends Shmuel to go and make David HaMelech the king. But he said, I'm afraid to do it because there is a king, this Shaul, and if Shaul finds out, he's going to kill me. So Hashem told Shmuel what to do. He said, don't tell Shaul, in case him or one of his henchmen ask you where you're going, that you're going to make a king, that wouldn't be smart. What you should say is you're going to bring a carbon, right? Come with a whole story. Now, it wasn't true. He was going to turn him into a king. So how was he able to not tell the emes? So Hashem is telling him clearly, Mipnei Hashem, that that's what you should do. Now, if Hashem told him to do it, then it's not just mutter, must be it's mitzvah. So you see, for me, it's not just mutter l'shanes, but it's actually mitzvah. And finally, the very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Gadol HaShalom, Shalom is so gevaldik, Shafak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinabai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Mishana. Where do you find that? The Mikarik, first it says, Vadoi Nizokin, Ulbasoiv Ksiv, Vanizokanti. So when Sarah heard that the Malachim told Avram that she was going to have a child, so she started laughing. She said, well, my husband's so old, how am I going to have a child? Then Hashem repeated to Avram what happened, but he distorted one piece. He didn't tell Avram that, you know, you're... that Sarah said that my husband, he said, no, she said that I'm so old. How's it going to happen? That's not what happened. But Mipnei HaShalom, he changes. So you see the koyach of Shalom. Where do you see it? Number one, mutter la'adam l'shanes Mipnei HaShalom. And then the Gemara said even more than that, mitzvah. And then the Gemara concluded that not only is it a mitzvah of the Eibush himself, that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself was Mishana Mipnei HaShalom. So we're towards the very, very end of the sugya of the mitzvah puravu, so just to speak out a few more ha'aris, shorter style ha'aris, as it relates to the sugya that we're learning. So this last Mishnah that we just learned discussed the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and the Chachamim, whether women are mitzvah in the mitzvah of Piri Virivya or whether they're not. Ha'ish mitzvah al Piri Virivya avaloi ha'isha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika argues, he says, al shneyam u'aymer, that they're actually both going to be mitzvah in the mitzvah of Piri Virivya. And the Gemara brought two mekairos to the shita of the Chachamim. The first mekair is, Parshas Bereishis, Vayivarech Oysam Elikim, Vayoymer Lohem Elikim, Pru Urvu, Umilu Es Haaretz Vikiv Shuha. And the Gemara says that it seems the mitzvah of Pru Urvu is related to the concept of Vikiv Shua, so much so that we darshan that someone that has the mitzvah of Vikiv Shua, someone that's shayach to the concept of Vikiv Shua, that type of person is going to have the mitzvah. However, someone that's not shayach to the mitzvah of Vikiv Shua is not going to have it. Noshim anapunah is knibush, and as a result, Noshim are not going to have this mitzvah. The Gemara another makar, Vayoymer lo elikim ani kel shakai, preyu revei. Ani kel shakai prey urvei. Prey urvei is a lashon yachid. Hashem told it to Yaakov. It sounds like only Yaakov had a mitzvah, but Nashim themselves are going to be potter. Remei simcha in Meshech Chachma in Parshas Noyach. So he says that even though, of course, it's a gzeres akasiv, perhaps, that men have the mitzvah puravu, but women do not have the mitzvah puravu. He says, however, if you think about it, it could be, there's a greater svara, why women would be potter from the mitzvah puravu. And not just one svara, but Rameir Simcha says that really it could be there's two svaras. So the second svara first. Says Rameir Simcha, we learned a sugya the last 2 days, where the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, Nasa Isha V'sha Ima Eser Shana V'la Yalda Inu Rashay Levata. If someone has a mitzvah of puravu, he was married for 10 years and he didn't have any children. So the halacha is, he has to marry somebody else. He has no choice. Now really, he has two options. One option is, he can take another wife. If that's not going to be available to him, so then, Yigar Shena, and then afterwards, he should go marry somebody else. Says Rameh Simcha, what would happen if a woman had a mitzvah of puravu? If she'd be married for 10 years, l'chura, she would be in the same situation. But says Rameh Simcha, she wouldn't have two options. The reason she wouldn't have two options is because she can't marry a second husband. A man can have two wives, but a woman can't have two husbands. So the only option that she would have available to her is she would have no choice but to receive a get. And Noniach, her husband, would give her the get. Let's say that lacha would be, we force him to give her a get. Beseder. But at the same time, she would have no choice but to go away from her husband that she's been married to. This is the woman to whom she was kares has bris. It says Rameya Simcha that it would be cruel and unusual for the Torah to impose a mitzvah on a woman where it's possible that here she's caresses bris to a man, she's living with him, and now because she couldn't fulfill this mitzvah, suddenly she's going to have no choice and she's going to have to marry somebody else. So for a mitzvah, for a man to have a mitzvah peruvu, where it's not muchach that as a result of that mitzvah he's going to end up having to be Megarish's wife. Why? Because he always has the choice of Yisach Eres, so that doesn't go kineged the principle of Derachea Darchi Noyam V'chol Nesivay Seh Shalom. That's not cruel and unusual, and as a result, Erkan Abana Mitzvah. But a woman who would not have the choice to have a second husband, the only option that she would have available would be for her to get divorced. So to tell a woman that you may have no choice to get divorced, and by the way, Ramei Simcha says, we know the Pasuk says, Vel Ishech Tishu Kosech, and Yoyse Mimasha Ish Roitzalisa, Ha Isha Roitzalinase, V'tan Lameit of Tandum Lameit of Armalu, and all the different Chazal, the Ramban Alatayr, and Parshas Bereishis, that a woman wants to be married. It doesn't matter who she's married to, she still wants to be married. So does I'm Musik. So to now tell the woman that suddenly you're going to have no choice, but you're going to have to get divorced, it's not Shayach. And he says, the Torah is the Rochea Darchei Noyam V'chol Nesiv Yisrael Shalom, and therefore the Torah could not have given the mitzvah to the woman. Because if the woman had a mitzvah, she would be in a position where she would be forced to end up being in such a situation. That's Ramei Simcha's second pshat. The first pshat Ramei Simcha says is that the reason the Torah could not give the mitzvah of Pruvu to a woman is because childbirth and having children comes along with a lot of pain. This tzar leida, and then there's the tzar hiroyoin, and then there's the tzar ibur, the tzar gidul banim, and really having children is a very, very painful experience. And it's a lot more painful for the woman than it is for the man. And it's for that reason, said Rameir Simcha, Derachea Darchi Noyam V'chol Nesiv Yisrael Shalom, the Torah would never be mitzava a person to do something that's going to involve so much pain. He says, mitzvahs are gishmak, mitzvahs are kihem chayenu, and the reality is, for a woman to go through the experience of childbirth is very, very challenging, and it's for that reason, says Rameir Simcha, the Torah was not able to give azam mitzvah. Says Rameh Simcha, and there's always a punchline. Every Meshach Chachma has multiple punchlines, but here's the punchline. He says, Lefi zeh yesh loymar dvarim neflon. He says, what's the makar that women are part of in the mitzvah of Puruvu? So the Gemara brought two makars. One makar was v'kivshua. What was the second makar? Hashem told Yaakov, v'yoymer lo yelikim, ani keil shakai, prey ureveh. He said it b'loshen yachid. Das is a mocker, zogt die Gemara, that only an ish has a mitzvah. Frank the Meir Simcha, he says, it's very nice, Hashem told Yaakov pray revei, but twice he said peruvu. He told Adam and Chava peruvu. And then again in Parshas Noach, shoyfech tam Adam dami yushofech yesterday's daf, v'atem peruvu, shir tzumara tzurubuvas, it's a pella. There's one pasuk that says pray revei, that's a raya that only the ish has a mitzvah. What about the psukim that say peruvu? So the Meir Simcha said, that when did Abish say peruvu? He told it to Adam and Chava. He told to Adam and Chava, koidem achet. He says, koidem achet, there wouldn't have been all the tzar. Because the Gemara says in Kiddush, in Erev and Daf Kuf, that Eser, Klolis, and Skalo, Chava, and all these Klolis of the pain of childbirth, everything is all associated with the Klolo. So it comes out that it was only Noch the Chet from the Eitzadas. If it was Noch the Chet from the Eitzadas, Faker, it's Daika, Vayoymer Likim, Hashem told them, like Rabbi Yechim and Breika said. Oh, Rabbi Yechim and Breika, that I know, that's all koidem the Chet from the Eitzadas. Oh, but Noch the Chet from the Eitzadas. It's Vayomer Likim. Then already Hashem tells Yaakov prayer. He says, "Ay, Parshas Noach." Right? What about Parshas Noach? That's a good ha'ara. Right? Parshas Noach, it's already after the Chet of Eitz Hadas. But he says, if you look at Parshas Noach, it's very clear. Who's Hashem talking to? Vayivorech Elohim es Noach ve'ezbonov. Vayomer lehem pruvu milu es haaretz. He's not talking to Noach's wife. He's not talking to the wives of Noach's sons. It's Vayivarech Elohim es Noach ve'ezbono Vayomer lehem. So he says, Parshas Noach is tamnish kein raya. Parshas Bereishis, das is alt koidem the chet from the Eitzadas. And Faker, it's so meduyik, and he says, that's the oimik, that's exactly what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant was that when it came noch the chet from the Eitzadas, all of a sudden it's prey uveh, the teretz is, because now already it's a stira to derachel darchinoyam, and because it's a stira to derachel darchinoyam, so at this point already, the halacha is going to be different. So we're going to leave a little raid on the table, we'll just end, skipping Ha'ara 2 and Ha'ara 3. We'll go straight to Ha'ara 4, and that is, it's Yadua that the Briskerov said. The Pasuk says that in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, so Yitzchak and Rivka, they're married for 20 years, and they had no children. Vayeter Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noich achishtoy. He was standing in one corner davening, she was standing in another corner, and she was davening ki akara hi, we saw in yesterday's dav, not only was she akara, but Yitzchak was an akar as well. Vayeosner loy Hashem, Hashem listened to him, Hashem listened to Yitzchak, l'fi she'en odoy mitfilat tzadik ben tzadik, mitfilat tzadik ben rasha, v'atan Rivka ishtoy. And then Rivka was pregnant. And Rivka wasn't just carrying one child, she was carrying two children. And the children were, she was having a difficult pregnancy. Right? They were making a grosse gerida. When she felt all this pain, she said, "Im kein, oy bazoy, lama zay anoichi?" Says, "Why me?" And she went to be doyresh as Hashem. Where did she go? She went to Hashem. And Hashem told her, meaning, the Navi told her, "Shnei goyim bevitneich." You should know that you are carrying not just two children. You don't just have two fetuses, but you have two nations. Ushnei lo umem mi meayich yiparedu ulaoyim mi laoyim yematz v'rav yavitzar. And these two nations are going to have fates that are going to be diametrically opposed. Meaning, when one is going to be berumay shel oylem, the other one's going to be b'shel tachtes, and vice versa. And your pregnancy is a microcosm of the fate and of really of the future of world history and the way everything is going to play itself out. V'advarim atikin. So Rivka has this difficult pregnancy. She said, "Im kein oy bazeh lama zeh anoichi." So the Brisker Rav said, then what did she mean when she said lama zeh anoichi? So he said pshat based on a well-known Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, which we would be remiss if we didn't quote at least once as we go through the sugyas of Puruvu. So just picking up in the middle of a Gemara, the pasuk says, "Vayava mehem cholach Chizkiyo lamus." Chizkiyo was very, very sick. "Vayava elav Yishayo ben Amar Yitzhanovi." So Yishayo Hanovi came to speak and to be mavaka cholach Chizkiyo. So when he came to Chizkiyo, he told Chizkiyo, "Tzav lebeisecho, you should start preparing for the next world." Meaning, prepare yitzava, ki meis atav loy techia. You're going to die, you're not going to live. So the Gemara, man, ki meis atav loy techia, meis atav loy mazah, v'loy techia loy mabah. Amar lehu, he told him, "Maiku lehi." He says, "Why?" Amar lehi, mishum v'loy asakta b'per v'rivya. Chizkiyo was never oisik b'per v'rivya, and he says, for that reason, this is going to happen. Amar lehi, mishum d'chazoy li b'ruach ha-kodesh. I'm going to tell you why. Because I saw b'ruach ha-kodesh, then nafki minoy b'nin d'lay ma'ilu. That if I have children, the children that are going to come from me are not going to be good children. And therefore, I don't want to have a family. Amar lehi, Yishayah Navi told Chizkiyo, "Bahadei kavshad rachman olam alach." He says, why are you getting involved in situations that really have nothing to do with you? Meaning, don't get involved in the secrets of the Bria. Bahadei kavshad rachman olam alach. Meaning, ma'ad mifkedasi b'yuch lachlam. But you have to do what you're obligated to do. Ma'ad nicha kami kudjabarichu la'avir. And let the Eibush do whatever the Eibush wants to do. If the Eibush wants you to have children that are loy miley, then you'll have children that are loy miley. Either way, he said that was a wrong cheshbon, and that's why you chayv misa. And kidu, all the svarim say that Chizkiyo wasn't chayv misa for not being oisik and the mitzvah period of Rivia, meis atab ha'olam hazeh v'lo tichya la'olam haba. But really, it was more because of the cheshbon that he made. Bahadi kavshad rachman olam alach v'advarim atinkim amalei. So Chizkiyo turns to Yishai and he said, "Listen, hashta havli bartich. You know what? Maybe there's a way to make this gzeira of me not having proper children go away. Give me your daughter. Maybe because of my schus and your schus, meaning our children are going to have azal chazedis, so maybe everything's going to work out." He said, "No, there's a gzeira ready. It's too late." So he famously told him, "I have a messiah." What ended up happening? Yechzkiyo ended up marrying Yishayah Novi's daughter, ended up living another 15 years, and he had a son, like he saw, Baruch HaKodesh Menashe, who ended up being one of the kings, Shein Lam Chelek Lailam Haba. However, through him, Yoshio HaMelech came, Vadvorim Atikin. Either way, this is the Gemara. But said the Briskera, that Chizkiyo didn't want to have children. Why? Because he saw Baruch Kachoy that Menashe was going to come from him. He was going to have Banin Deloy Mailu. And as a result, he didn't want to have a family. What did Yishayah Novi tell him? Yishayah Novi told him, "I hear, you have a mitzvah pruvu. What you are obligated to do, you have to do. That's not your geschäft. Your geschäft is to do the mitzvah that David should told you to do." You see from the Gemara that the cheshbon of Chizkiyo was a good cheshbon. Meaning he made a very proper calculation. His calculation was that if I'm going to have children that are not going to go with Derech Hashem, then what do I need this for? Narvas. The toyus was Bahadi Kavshad Rahman Alamaloch. You need to do what you need to do. Madam Mifkidasi Bayaloch Lamevad. Umadanikha Kami Kutchabrichulavid. So said the Brisker Rav, Vayisroitzatzu abana bekirva. Chazal say, what was the Vayisroitzatzu? This wasn't just a hard pregnancy, but rather every time Rivka would pass a Beis Medrash, she would feel kicking. And then when she would pass a Beis Avodah Zarah, she would feel kicking as well. And she was so confused. She couldn't understand what's going on. That what's going on over here is that she has a fetus, there's a child inside of her that wants to run to Beis Medrash. Oh, but there's a child inside of her that also wants to run to a Beis Avodah Zarah. If she has a child that wants to run to Beis Avodah Zarah, she said, what's that for having kinder? Just like Chizkiyahu said, if I know Menashe is going to come for me, why am I having children? And by the way, Chizkiyahu knew Tzadikim were going to come from him. If he saw that Menashe was going to come from him, he knew Yoshio HaMelech was going to come from him as well. And he still made a cheshbon. His cheshbon was, at the end of the day, for Menashe. So loy tzachnish. So Rivka said, if I have going to give birth to a child, that's going to end up running to a Beis Avodah Zarah, im kein, oy bai zoy, lo mazeh anoichi. Why me? Ich bin doch afroi. And not shema pate from the mitzvah peruvu. So I don't have now. I'm not subject to the taina of Yeshaya Navi or Bahadi Kafshi Rachman Olam Alach. The whole taina was madem mifke doch alach ipay lach lemevin. That's true for a man that has a mitzvah peruvu. But he said, I don't have a mitzvah. So she said, if I don't have a mitzvah, I don't have the madem mifke doch. So if I care, then kein lama zeh anoichi. So the Brisker Rav said, that was the lama zeh anoichi. The lama zeh anoichi was, now why me? I understand. He said, Bishlam, my husband, okay, he has no choice. He has a mitzvah peruvu. Why anoichi? Why am I getting involved in this? I have the taina of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. And without the tshuva of Yishaya HaNavi. That's what the Brisker Rav said. The emes is that this Brisker Rav, Ruyin Advarim L'misha Amram, is already an old devar, the Chida, in a sefer, Pnei David, Ala Teira, he says this pshat of the Brisker Rav, Mila b'mila, Shtelsu the Gemara, and he says this taich in Imkain, Lomo ze anoichi. But he brings another pshat. He says another pshat in terms of Imkain, Lomo ze anoichi. And that is, he said that the Gemara said, in we saw this in yesterday's daf, that the Imahis and the Avos, they were Akaris. And the Gemara said, why? Why would the Avos and the Imahis Ikaros, the Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mesavel the Tfilos and Shal Tzadikim? He said, the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Tfilos of the Tzadikim. So said the Chida, that the Amru Zal say, listen to this, Imoisenu Loi Hoyu B'Piska Shal Chava, that the Imois, they weren't included in the Piskel Shel Chava, Shloi Hoyulem Tzar Ibor Veleda. V'chein Kol Noshim Stam Tzidkoni Yitz Kedos Malasais. He said, all the Imois, they never had Tzar Leda. See, he said Meirdik. He said that Rivka had Tzar Leda. V'yisroi Tzitzu Abana Mekirba. So she said, if I have Tzar Leda, so must be that I'm not really one of the Imois. Because if I was one of the Imois, I wouldn't have had Tzar Leda. So she said, if that's the case, then Lama Zeh Anoichi. Why was I an Akara for 20 years? That was her taina. Her taina, she said, Memonavshach. She said, here, I was an Akara. And why was I an Akara? We learned the Gemara in yesterday's daf. L'flipnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mesavah L'tfilas and Shal Tzadikin. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear that tfilas. So she said, I understand. I'm one of the Imois. The Ebishter wants to hear my tfilas. I know that Sarah didn't have Tzar Leda. She didn't have any of this tzar. You know why? Because the Imois weren't included in the klal of Chava. So said the Chida, Rivka came with a mamon of Shachtaina. She says, I don't understand. Here I was an Akara. Why? The Ebishter wants my tefillahs. She says, no, if I'm an Akara, the Ebishter wants my tefillahs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's misabel the tefillahs and Shal Tzadikim. So if that's the case, Lama Zeh Anoichi, why all of a sudden now do I have all this tzar? And that was the time of Lama Zeh Anoichi. So the Chida brings the vart that the Brisker Rav would say many years later. And the Chida, in the same shtickle in Pnei David, he brings this as well. But the Chida says a third pshat. He says a dover nifla ad lamoid. And this really ties in a few things that we spoke about recently. And that is, he says that we know that Avram Avinu, had a shifcha. Hagar. Avram Avinu took a shifcha. Yitzchak, you don't find, took a shifcha. Yitzchak never took a shivcha. This came up very much in yesterday's daf. Avram Avinu, after 10 years, took a shivcha. Afal pishein rai ladavar, but rem is ladavar. This is a makarta, this concept that if someone's married for 10 years, yisrach eres. Yitzchak was married for 20 years, and he never took a shivcha. So the question is why? Why did Avram Avinu take a shivcha, and why Yitzchak not? So in yesterday's daf, it was mashma that Avram did because he had a mitzvah peruvu. Yitzchak was an Akor, but then the Gemara said Avram was also an Akor, right? That was, it was a sub-theme in the Shakla V'Tarya, in Masechtes Yevamos, Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph. But says the Chida, that he saw B'Shem Darizal, that Darizal said, that the reason Avram Avinu took a Shifcha was, because Avram Avinu was the son of Terach. Terach was a Rasha. Avram Avinu had to be the father of Klal Yisrael. Through Yitzchak, ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazera. The problem is that Avram Avinu had psoilus. The psoilus that he had came from his father Terach. So in order for him to father Yitzchak, who was going to be ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazera, it was important first for him to somehow remove the psoilus that he had. If the psoilus of Terach would have been manifesting Yitzchak, for this given a pgam in Klal Yisrael. It would have been a pgam in Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazera. So what Avram Avinu did, said Darizal, he married Hagar. Through Hagar, he had a son Yishmael. Yishmael was an embodiment of the psoilus that Avram Avinu had Yarshin from Terach. And being that the psoilus of Terach was in Yishmael, now he was ready to go. Now he was ready to marry Yitzchak. Yitzchak, however, was a benon shel kedoshim. Yitzchak's father was Avram Avinu. His mother was Sarah Imenu. There was no psoilus. So because there was no psoilus, it wasn't necessary for Yitzchak now to marry a shivcha, because through Yitzchak was going to come Yaakov and the Shifteka. There was no psoilus anymore. Said Rivka, Vayisroitzetzu Abonim Bekirvo. Mitamol, she starts feeling pushing. And when does she feel pushing? When she goes to a Beis Avoy Dezorah. She says, Beis Avoy Dezorah. You know what that means? That means I'm carrying an Esav. That means the psoilus inside of me. If this psoilus, she said, Imkein Lomaze Anoichi. It shouldn't have been me. There should have been a Shifcha. And the Shivcha should have given birth to Esav. So like this, I'll give birth to Yaakov. It will be Kulei Kodesh. So she said in Cain, if I feel pushing when I pass the Beis Avodah Zarah, so I say, Meris to the Psoilus. If this Psoilus, why didn't I do what my Shvigah Sarah did? This should have been a Hagar, and through Hagar, that's what the Psoilus would have been. Says the Chida. So what was the Tshuva? What was the answer? What's Takav Shat? Avram needed Hagar because of the Psoilus of Terach. Obi Yitzchak had no Psoilus. So if there was no Psoilus, why was this necessary? So he said, you know what the answer was? Vayoyim Rashem Lo. The Ibishta told her, meaning the Navi told her, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, U Shnei Lu'ume Mimei Ayachi Paredu, U La'oim La'oim Yematz, V'Rab Yabitzar. Chazal say that Shnei Goyim, Al Tikri Goyim, Elo Geyim, Elo Antoninus V'Rebi, Shalai Pasku Me'al Shulchanam, Loi Tznoim V'Lei Chazeres, Loi B'Moy Sachama, V'Loi B'Moy Sachsham. He says, it's so interesting. Right here, Antoninus gets a shout out. Right, this is Antoninus' epic shout out that he gets. Mabish, every single kid in Cheder that learned Chumash Rashi until Shani and Parshas told this, which presumably everyone did. So over here, you already know about Antoninus. You don't have to wait till Parik Chelik to find out who Antoninus was. You don't have to be a historian to know Marcus Aurelius was Antoninus, who was a good friend of Rebbe, and Klai Yisrael had Groysu Yeshuas, right? You can leave that for the academics. Every kid in Cheder, a kid that's 7 years old, already knows about Antoninus. Why? Because in Rashi and Chumash says that you want to know what Shem told Rivka, you should know you're carrying not just Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, you're carrying Antoninus. Why is Antoninus coming? It's a Sedechida. Antoninus was a Roman Caesar. But at the same time, Chazal say Antoninus was a Tzaddik, right? Those are the Gemaras in Perek Chelek. Antoninus was Megayer. Antoninus is Yesh Loi Chelek La'olam Harbo. Rebbe, when Antoninus passed away, said Nesparda HaChavilo. He said, we had such a close bond and Nesparda HaChavilo. This is something that was just lost. So he said, you know what? Shem was telling her, Rivka, the reason you're carrying Esav has nothing to do. This has nothing to do with the fact that this psoilus, Yitzchak is Kavanaki. There's no psoilus in Yitzchak. But the reason you have to carry Antoninus is because one day there's going to be a Klal Yisrael. And there are going to be people from the Umay Sa'olam that are going to have the opportunity to join Klal Yisrael through the idea of Geirus. And in order for people in the Umay Sa'olam to be Megayer, there has to be some Kedusha in the Shirish of the Umay Sa'olam. The Kedusha, Bisharasha of the Umay Sa'olam comes from the fact that Rivka Imenu carried Esav. And Esav, who's the Tat of the Umay Sa'olam, she was in the womb of Rivka Imenu. Because of that, there's a shayrish of Kedusha, and that's what leads to the concept, the musik, of their being able to be a Kedushas Yisrael even by the Umay Yisraelim. And that was the answer. And that's why Rivka was told about Antoninus. Because Antoninus is a mashal, he's a dogma of someone from the Umay Yisraelim who was able to reach tremendous madregas, the concept of Gerus, and the reason it was Shaykh. So it's true. Sarah, Avram Avinu had a son Yishmael, and Yitzchak had a son Esav. In the Pnimi Yisra'inyan, Al-Pikabal, it's not for the same reason. Avram had Yishmael because Yishmael was the psoilus of Avram Avinu, because of the fact that he was the son of Terech. And that's why it happened through Hagar. As opposed to Rivka. Rivka and Yitzchak had a son Esav. That was for a different reason. That was to facilitate Gerim. And that was the answer why it had to be Rivka. It couldn't be through a Shivka. It had to be Dafka through the Mama Rivka. Because through the Mama Rivka, that's where the Gerim were going to ultimately get this Kedusha. And then the Chida concluded with a fascinating observation. He said that throughout history, there have been many, many Gerim. Some of the most important people in Jewish history. We're Gerim, we're battling the sugis of Imperika Oral, of Rus, Hamayavia, Mayavi, Voloy Mayavia, and Malchus Beis David comes through Gerim. So throughout history, there have been many, many Gerim, but not so many Gerim from the world of Yishmael. And he said that he believes that the reason is because Yishmael was in the womb of Hagar, not in the womb of any of the Imois. Esav was in the rechem of Rivka. And because he was in the rechem of Rivka, so there's some Kedusha in the Shoyrish of Esav, and that's why there's Gerim. Shnei Geim Bevitnech. As opposed to Yishmael, who was in the rechem of Hagar, it's true, he came from Avram, and it is Shaykh. But he says very, very rare. Very, very rare. And that's the rest of the story.